Thank you, Anne-Marie. Our final speaker of the session is Greg Grimsley. Greg works with Birdsong Peanuts, but his purpose here today is to discuss the heart of an industry. Greg currently serves as chairman of Peanut Proud. A result of an industry in crisis when faced with the salmonella recall, Peanut Proud can now be found helping others when disaster strikes. Please welcome Greg.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about Peanut Proud. Good news is I'll be brief. Bad news is it looks like I'm your break, so somebody will stay here. You can't go anywhere. I've got an easy job today because I get to talk about good deeds, doing good things for other people. And I'd like to talk about the success that Peanut Proud has had in the recent couple of months. And the opportunity we have to do more. Now, full disclosure, the reason I'm here is to ask you for money. So you might as well know that up front. I haven't told that to any group before, but I want you to know that. So don't leave and take that break that I'm taking up right now. So just give me an opportunity to talk about Peanut Proud. I want to talk about where Peanut Proud is going. And I'll start right now. Peanut Proud is 501c3 nonprofit organization, staffed completely by volunteers, and I'll come back to that in a couple of slides. It's one of the U.S. peanut industry's main efforts to do humanitarianism. It's focused on international hunger relief, emergency disaster relief, and domestic hunger relief. Now, many of you may know Peanut Proud as a celebration, a festival that occurs in Blakely, Georgia. That's how it started. It's evolved into this, and this is what it has really become. We still have the festival in Blakely, but most of the effort is on the humanitarian effort. And these are the humanitarian efforts that happened recently. This is what we're trying to do and what we've accomplished to a large extent. We're focusing on international hunger relief, and what we're trying to do with international hunger relief is support ready-to-use therapeutic food production in the U.S. And we're going to support these groups. MANA, we've done that in the past. Adesia, Tabachnik, and Breedlove. We're also trying to support disaster relief efforts in 11 peanut-producing states. We have limited resources, just like everybody else. We can't reach the world, but we can reach the areas that are most important to the peanut industry. And that's what we're trying to do by supporting disaster relief in the 11 peanut-producing states. Respond to requests from local peanut growers or grower organizations for assistance in obtaining peanut products for individual state efforts during national disasters. That's just part of that effort. And the final thing, and I'll start talking about this first, this is what we started with. We're trying to develop sustainability. We're trying to develop a base for working, like I said, to help people. And what we looked at was partnering with grower organizations in the 11 states that we're focusing on to deliver peanut butter to food banks. And I'll talk a little bit about what we've been able to do, like I said, in the last 3 months now. And then also, if there's a request from school programs and projects in low-income rural areas, we're going to try to do that. We haven't done that yet. That's more of a long-term goal. Like I said, we're going to focus on 11 peanut-producing states. We're going to partner with grower organizations. And I'll be honest with you, grower organizations have been instrumental in this effort. We couldn't have done nearly as much as we've been able to do without the help from these organizations, both financially, boots-on-the-ground type work, identifying the areas that need the most help. We just could not have done what we've been able to do. And these are the growers organizations. I'll talk about some of them individually in just a minute. And then our manufacturing sponsor here, partner, has been Kroger Company. What we do is peanut pride brokers peanuts. Now the broker fee, if you know anything about broker fees, they're higher or lower according to the occasion. Ours is zero, so our broker's fee is zero. But we put a sheller in touch with Kroger. I've been told every time we've done this that we've been buying the peanuts at discount, but they keep going up every time we buy them. So, the different shellers have been participating in the effort, the peanuts are supplied to Kroger, and then they shell them they make peanut butter for peanut pride. So without Kroger, we wouldn't have this jar of peanut proud of peanut butter. And Anne-Marie talked about a billion-dollar brand. I said this earlier. This is our $250,000 brand right now. And there's you want it to continue to grow, but on the other hand, you don't want it to grow because we're helping people in need. So the fewer people in need, the less we have to make this. Right now, there's almost an unlimited need for it, to be honest with you. People need help. Okay, so go back to our initial effort, which was domestic hunger relief. This is the part that's going to be most routine. We know there's a need. We know where the need is, working with grower organizations, and we're delivering peanut butter. And this was the first delivery on April the 23rd to Second Harvest of South Georgia. It's a fine-looking group there. You may recognize some of those people. Don's not covered in peanut butter, but he looks like he wants to be covered in peanut butter. So, but that's the first delivery on the 23rd. We'll talk about what we're doing from this point forward. Another 10,000 jars. We're delivering about 7 pallets of peanut butter each time, so that's 10,000 jars to Second Harvest of Big Bend. Sally Wells and Ken are in that picture. And then 11,520 jars to Montgomery Area Food Bank. Some people ask why Randy got more peanuts. Well, I said this in the last time I did this presentation. Randy's an opportunist. There's eight food banks that are serviced by the Montgomery Area Food Bank, and we only deliver 6 because we had 6 Kroger or Peanut Proud pallets, and we had 2 Kroger donated pallets, and one Kroger donated pallet was going to be delivered, and they didn't deliver that. But Randy found out we had two of those pallets, and he said, "Can I have both of them?" And because I have 8, so he's doing the math, and I said, "Yeah, sure." So that's why he got more. But so 11,520 was delivered on May 2nd. So we're going along, our plan is working. And then, so this is what we've done. We delivered to Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and Oklahoma is a special case, which I'll talk about in just a second. And now we've Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina are not in process anymore. They actually produced the 22, 23 pallets of peanut butter Kroger did. They got through with it on Tuesday. It's going through lab tests, should be completed today, and we'll start delivering to Columbia. The pickup on Monday, delivered to Columbia on Monday afternoon, 7 pallets, 10,000 jars. And then Raleigh on Tuesday, and then Norfolk, Virginia on either Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday. So another 28,800 jars of peanut butter will be delivered next week. So that's the second stage of the domestic hunger relief. Now we've got to deliver to these 4 states, which we'll put in another order and continue to make orders as long as we have money. We'll make another order next week. As soon as the peanuts deliver, we'll go ahead and order, and we'll set this up for delivery probably in a month. It takes about a month for us to get everything arranged for delivery. On May 20th, you know, we're going along, we think everything's great, and then on May 20th, this happens. The worst tornado and the worst devastation from a tornado in the history of the U.S., so we felt compelled to do something because that's what our mission statement says. This is what we're supposed to do. This is the path of the tornado that hit on May 20th. And if that wasn't enough, this is the path of the tornado that hit on May 31st. So not just one, but two tornadoes. You think of that as like a lawnmower that goes through an area that size. So on the 21st, this is the day after tornado hit, we had a meeting. Several people in this room were part of that meeting, and we decided we needed to do something. And I won't say it's not luck, but we just happened to have a load of peanut butter that was being produced and was supposed to come off a production line on the 22nd. So that was going to, initially it was going to Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. So we had the peanut butter that was slated for a different use that we had available to send to Oklahoma. So we did what our plan says. We do have plans. We have policies and procedures, like every corporation does. We called Mike Kupacek. Now, this is the part where Mike usually participates and tells what happened, and he's much more articulate than I am because he was on the ground. He saw the devastation. He saw the response. He speaks very well about Peanut Proud and the people who donated Peanut Proud and the way that it helped the people in Oklahoma. But he's, because of time constraints, he's not able to do this. But I would like to recognize Jody White, who's the chairman of the Oklahoma Peanut Committee, who was very instrumental in the effort to distribute this peanut butter. And now I'll talk a little bit about what happened. One more thing. It's 2 months to the day that the tornado hit Shawnee. 2 months to the day. So right about this time, that tornado was ripping through, well, a little later, but it was ripping through Shawnee 2 months ago. So we delivered 11,520 18-ounce jars on May 27th, so that's 7 days after the tornado hit, to Shawnee. That's the group. Those kids are FFA state officers, and Mike will tell you that they don't have their FFA coats on because they came to work. And they did. They were very instrumental in getting this peanut butter to the right people. There's another picture of them. On the 28th, 10,080 jars to Moore, Oklahoma. There's more. And then on the 5th, 10,800 jars to Regional Food Bank in Oklahoma City. There's Gail White. Gail, you'll stand up because you were instrumental too. I thought I saw you walk in. I know this picture because I've looked at that face. So she's the rep to the National Peanut Board. She was there. I think you were there most of the time this peanut butter was coming in. And then on June the 5th, another 28,008 was delivered. So that's the response to the disaster in Oklahoma. Now, hopefully we won't do this again, but I bet everything I had that we will have to. So that's what we're trying to do, is to get a organization in place that can respond quickly to disasters like this and in the correct way, get the peanut butter to the right people. Couldn't do it without Southern Ag. I have to tell you that, because Southern Ag is delivering this peanut butter everywhere. Whether they're making a 2-pallet drop or a 10-pallet drop, or they're going everywhere we need them to go, all the way to Oklahoma, to Virginia. They'll be out in New Mexico. So they've committed, and they're doing whatever we ask. So you gotta have good things to say about Southern Ag. Okay, so this is what we've done so far, just in the last 4 or 5 months. There's the delivery to Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, so 560 jars. This is what we believe. Now, I put this in because we're not trying to beat ourselves or beat our own chest or blow our own trumpet. We believe that you're solid as the services you've rendered, but you speak of favors you've received. And Seneca is a Roman Stoic philosopher, for those of you who don't know. But this is what we've been given. This is the opportunity we've been given. These are the donations for the Peanut Pride Challenge, which are the food banks, basically. So, and then those are the donations for disaster relief. So $319,000 we're trying to distribute. And we've got some of that money left. Some of it's already been spent. So $319,000. Now, this money, I'm going to roll a slide here that shows you where the money's come from. This is from all segments of the industry. This isn't one organization, one segment's attempt to do good. This is all segments. This is an industry attempt. And you'll see that. Support's come from everybody. And it really, when you look at it and you break it down, it's come from almost equally from all segments. And these are the people who've given for the Peanut Pride Challenge. Once again, it's all segments. It's an industry effort. At some point in time, somebody else is going to be standing up here. I just happen to work for Birdsong. Somebody else will be standing up here who doesn't work for Birdsong, and hopefully he'll be doing this. Tyron's a good candidate if you want to start thinking about candidates after I'm doing this, get through doing this. And these are the people who donated to Project Oklahoma Relief, the disaster relief. Okay, why should we care? What we have is, and I've been in this industry for just about all my life, with a few years that I wasn't, but it's a unique, almost ideal product for providing hunger relief. I mean, RUTF is a medicine that cures malnutrition, so you can't get more unique and more ideal for providing hunger relief than curing malnutrition. It's high in plant protein at a relatively low cost. It's a shelf-stable product with a long shelf life at ambient temperature. Nutrient dense, health-friendly, good for you. And then the last one, kids like it. So if you're a mother and you're trying to feed kids because they're hungry but they don't want to eat it, that doesn't do you a lot of good. Kids like to eat, or in some cases like to spread it all over their body, peanut butter. Why Peanut Proud? Benefits from the unique relationships developed with all parts of peanut industry, and that's true. We couldn't do what we do without the relationships we have. It's a grassroots organization. It started because of an issue that happened in Blakely, Georgia, salmonella issue, but it's grassroots. It's credibility. We've got a proven track record. That's why I show what we've done, is so you can see, if you do give money, that your money's going to be well used. Focus only on peanuts and peanut products. That's why it's good for the industry. It's a halo effect. People see Proud peanut butter, or peanut butter in general, in the home, helping disaster victims or helping people who are in need. You have a halo effect from that. And it's all volunteer. So 99.9% of the money that you donate to Peanut Proud will go for hunger relief. We're all volunteers. Only that 0.01% is used for insurance and that kind of stuff that the lawyers say we have to have. Okay, now, you've got a brochure in your packets. Okay, you can use that. That gives you the opportunity to participate if you aren't already participating. It's in your brochure. I mean, it's in your goodie bag. And also, if you go online, www.peanutproud.org, you can donate that way. Once again, I thank you for the opportunity to talk about Peanut Proud, and we're doing good, so thank you.